Certainly one of the most fun and controversial topics to discuss on Purim is the issue of the comment of the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Zayin Amid Beis, Amar Rava, Mechayev Inish Libesume Bepurai Adelo Yada Ben Oraham Labarach Mordechai, that a person is Chayev Libesume, as Rashi translates it, Lishtaker Beyayin, to get drunk with wine. As the Rambam writes, V'shoseyayin at sheyishtaker v'yirdam b'shichrus, a person should drink wine until he gets drunk and falls asleep in his drunkenness. Whereas the Rama points out, perhaps a little bit of a different take, which is like the Kolbo, Ela sheyishte yoser milimudo v'yishan. He should drink more than he normally drinks, and then he should sleep, meaning go to sleep, as opposed to the Rambam's fall asleep. Either way, it's a highly questionable what this obligation actually is, what this mitzvah actually is, and why we were commanded to do so. Nevertheless, I just wanted to highlight one particular point that we find in the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, and an interesting tshuva that disputes the findings of the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayei Adam specifically, not Halacha L'maisa, but just as an interesting Marei Makom. The Bir Halacha, as well as the actual Chayei Adam, is the source for it, but the Bir Halacha writes that if someone is in a position where he will violate any one of the mitzvos that one is chayev to keep, then he's certainly better off not getting drunk. The lashon that they use over in the Mishnah Berurah, this is in Sifkat and Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah, as well as in the Bir Halacha, Divrei Maaseh Adelo Yada, where the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mikol Makom Yira Lios Zohir Beinyan Netilas Yadayim, Ubirkas Hamotzi, Ubirkas Hamazon, V'yiye Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Right? A person should be careful to wash, to make the appropriate bracha rishona, to bench, and certainly have a Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Right, along the same lines, at the end of that Divrei Maaseh in the Bir Halacha, he writes, "V'omnam hayodeya ba'atzmo sheyizalzel oz b'mitzvah min hamitzvos." A person who knows that he will disgrace any single mitzvah, benetilas yadayim, birkas hamazon, bracha, birkas hamazon, o shelo yispalo mincha. I guess if you had an early suda, you're going to miss mincha, o mariv, or you're going to miss mariv, o sheyinho kalas rosh, or you'll act foolishly. Mutav shelo yishtaker v'chol ma'is av yu l'shem shamayim. You should better off not to drink, not to get drunk, and all of your actions should be l'shem shamayim. So that idea is actually disputed in the Shalos HaTshuvos Orech Mishpat of Rav Kook in Simen Kuf Mem Vav. He just writes, Ershom Lahoyer, I want to raise a particular ha'ara on the Chayei Adam and Od Poskim, who write, Shim lo yispala mitzara shichrus lo yishtaker. If you're going to miss davening, you're going to miss ma'ariv that night because you're too drunk, don't get drunk. Kaven the naktinan kishitas rova poskim da adelo yada hu mitzvah. The vast majority of poskim hold there is a mitzvah adelo yada. Al koponim derabanan b'chal simcha. Certainly it's only a mitzvah derabanan. It's included in the simchas purim. Im kain hu osik b'mitzvah. When you're drinking, you're osik b'mitzvah. V'loma lo yiftor mitfila. So even if you would say, which we don't say, but even if you say that davening ma'ariv is a greater chiyuv than Simchas Purim, or davening ma'ariv is a greater chiyuv than adelo yada, still we have a klal gadol in Shas that osik mitzvah patur and a mitzvah applies even from a lesser quote unquote mitzvah to a greater mitzvah. Even if you're going to miss on the Karban Pesach, which is an aseh sheyesh bo karis, the Gemara teaches us that that we learn from Sukkim that you'd be patur from the Karban Pesach, and you don't have to cheshbon in advance. I wonder if I should do this now, because later I might not be able to do this other thing. And he writes that we have rayas from the Rambam that person is allowed to go on a boat on close to Shabbos. Normally the Gemara says you're not supposed to travel by boat too close to Shabbos, but if it's a Torah, and one of the reasons given, there's I think seven reasons given in the Rishonim why that is, but one of the reasons given is the Shita of the Rambam, that you might have to end up doing some kind of Chilul Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, etc. And therefore, the Rambam says, don't get involved, l'charchila, but if it's for a Tzarech Mitzvah, that's only if you're going Stam for additional Parnassa, or you're going for a pleasure trip, or whatever it is, but to go for a Tzorach Mitzvah, you're certainly allowed to do it. And that could lead to Chilul Shabbos. We don't cheshbon, oh, maybe I'll have to be Mechal Shabbos later. You have a mitzvah to do now, you do it now. So therefore, he leaves it he leaves it as a tzarech iyun on those shitas who say that you shouldn't drink if you're going to, if you think you might later end up not unable to bench or unable to daven. Now, benching, you could argue, is not so, because you could argue that you're chayev in benching even before you started drinking. You ate a kazayas of bread. Now you're chayev in benching, so you don't have the right to then drink and potter yourself from said benching. He doesn't raise that particular issue. He's really focusing on the davening marav aspect of it. But in the end, he just concludes this short little piece in the tshuva. La'nias daiti litzade l'kula dainu chumra dekiya mitzvah. He says, I would paskin l'kula, meaning l'chumra. Every chumra is really kula. Every kula is really chumra. So I would be makil and allow the person to drink, which is really being machmir, that you should keep the mitzvah the way the Gemara says. Okay, so that's just an interesting Mara Makom. Also, just a thought that I had on this idea, many great Rabbanim nowadays are coming out with proclamations. There is no mitzvah to drink on Purim. There's no such thing of getting drunk, etc. So others have tainted, and perhaps rightfully so, that this is not true. This is some have come out so strongly as to say this is a ziyuf haTorah, that you're falsifying the words of the Torah to fit your particular agenda. Now, granted, your agenda is legitimate. You don't want children drinking. You don't want people becoming alcoholics. You don't want people drunk driving. All true things, and perhaps that's the best advice. But nevertheless, to say that there's no such mitzvah, it's just not true. So I thought to defend those who say that there is no such mitzvah based on the language of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in the Mechaber in Tafrei Sadekesiv Beis writes, Chayev inish lebesume bepuraya deloyadim in Arul Baruch Mordechai. Then comes along the Ramah that we quoted already. In Tzarech lishtaker kol kach, you don't have to get so drunk. Elisha yishde yosem ilimudo. V'yishan mitoch sheyishan in yodeh bin Arul Baruch Mordechai. Fine. And then he ends off the echad amarbe, the echad amamit, whether you drink a lot or you drink a little, bilvad sheichav and libo l'shamayim, you have to do it l'shem shamayim. So perhaps the pshat in what a lot of the Rabbanim are saying, that there's no inyan whatsoever to get drunk, is that there is no mitzvah, as a Bir Halacha quotes from the Meiri, etc. There's no chiyuv of simcha shel hololus. You're not mekayim anything. The way people are actually doing it, the way people are getting drunk and getting out of control, there is no such mitzvah to do that. You're not being mechav and l'shem shemayim. You're not doing it for the right reasons. And therefore, there is no mitzvah for you to drink in such a manner. Perhaps that's the pshat in what a lot of the Rabbanim are saying today, that there's no mitzvah to drink on Purim. Vada, there is a mitzvah to drink on Purim if you do L'shem Shemayim, but there's no mitzvah to drink on Purim if you're not going to do L'shem Shemayim, or if you're going to act like a fool, or if you're going to do inappropriate things, or God forbid, get involved in dangerous situations. So perhaps that's a limud zchus, a good litmus test, perhaps to see, assuming you're of the legal age, a good litmus test to see whether or not you would be able to drink L'shem Shemayim on Purim is perhaps ask yourself, how much do I drink the rest of the year? If a person often drinks and gets drunk on a regular or semi-regular basis, or he drinks at chasanas, or he drinks on Friday night or whatever it is, and he gets tipsy, he gets drunk, then maybe it's kedai to stay away from the wine on Purim, because it's very hard to claim that this is the type of person who's constantly getting drunk l'shem shamayim. If you find that rarely do you ever drink, and certainly you'd only drink on Purim, so that's it's a nice indication that this is the type of person who only gets drunk l'shem shamayim, because he doesn't get drunk when there's no mitzvah to do so. He only does it when there is a mitzvah. So perhaps that's one way to make the decision. How often do you drink the rest of the year?